Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your role with the show.
Hi, my name is Dawn Thomas Reedy, and I am playing Lady Macbeth.
Yes, Lady Macbeth in the iconic Shakespeare tragedy, Macbeth. I don't know if we're allowed to say it. I guess you just can't say it in the theater, right? But interviews,
Right,
we
not
can
in the
say the name,
theater.
right?
But also, I mean, if I get to play her, I feel like I could just run down the street singing,
Yeah,
the name if
exactly.
I want to. I've earned it.
Exactly. And it's so it's Macbeth, but it's being performed by the Shakespeare or the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's Black Classical Acting Ensemble. I guess before we get into the show itself, tell me a little bit about the company and the Black Casting I Acting Ensemble. That makes it like a unique production. If you've seen a million productions of Macbeth, this you got to come out for this. It's unique in that right on its own.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Chesapeake Shakespeare Company kind of houses us, the Black Classical Acting Ensemble, the BCAE. We were founded in 2021. Essentially, we started getting together during lockdown, during the pandemic. Our first meetings were virtual, actually. And then once theater started opening up again and CSC started opening up again, we were able to get together. We posted readings, we take classes. Part of the mission of the BCAE is to train and offer educational opportunities for our members. And yeah, around that 2021 time, when we were anticipating CSC opening their doors again, we started to consider what would Macbeth look like, sound like, feel like with an all Black cast. We had lots of meetings about it, just discussing the imagery, the characters, what the words mean to us from our kind of lived experience. And we had the opportunity to present it for students for matinee shows in the fall. And it was really a beautiful thing to see our students in Baltimore City, who are primarily Black and Brown students, come see this show and see themselves represented on stage, but speaking this classical text, which is not an experience not just students have, but I think even theater goers as a whole have. So that is something very special, and I'm very excited and honored to be a part of it.
So awesome. And I just want to clarify. So the BCAE, the Black Classical Acting Ensemble, is what you're talking about, started in 2021, but the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company itself has been around a little longer, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
CSC, we are actually finishing up. Macbeth will be finishing up CSC's 20th season. 20 years. For a theater to be around, period, for 20 years is a really, it's a big feat. Especially post-pandemic, it was hard. It was really hard to keep theatering and keep producing live work, when it was hard to gather and hard to have folks come together. So the fact that CSC has survived this long and also survived post-COVID is a beautiful thing. I love working here. It's my theater home. I have just wonderful things to say about CSC because there's such a warm and welcoming atmosphere here. And I think also BCAE wise, they are also trying to do their part to, one, I think, be representative of the city in which they're located. And to really try and do as much as they can on the front of diversity, equity, inclusion, access, and belonging, so I appreciate those efforts too.
Absolutely. And I mean, tell us, I know these are going to be taking place outdoors in Howard County. Explain where is that an extension of, was that like something that started in COVID? We're going to start outside, or is that independent of that? And we just thought it was a cool idea to do it in these ruins.
Actually, CSC has been performing at the PFI, at the Patapsco Female Institute, for I think this is their 19th summer there. So they've been performing out at the PFI even longer than they've had the indoor space here in downtown. It's a gorgeous space. It's at the top of this hill. If you're familiar with Old Ellicott City, if you go kind of up the hill past the newer courthouse, even further up, is where this all-girls school was. And the walls remain. There are no ceilings left of the building, but it's this beautiful stone. There are these columns there, lots of grass and open space. It's a really, really fantastic venue. And CSC has fostered this partnership with Howard County by performing there for 19 years now. And that's, it's funny. It's like, oh, where are we going to do our outdoor show? Let's do it in the summer in Maryland. That's a challenge. It's a challenge for real.
It's so humid here.
Yeah. You know, the bugs will be a part of the show. And it is a challenge doing outdoor theater. You know, you have to do different things with your voice. You have to hydrate differently, make sure you're taking care of your body to be out there. Because acting is I don't think people realize how athletic and strenuous it can be. You know, once the show starts, especially depending on the character you're playing, you could spend the next two and a half hours always on your feet, always moving, always have to consider, where am I entering and exiting? What are my lines? Where am I supposed to be on stage? And also trying to be as deeply in touch with the character as you can. There's a lot going on in those hours that we're on stage. So being outside just kind of puts an extra challenge on top of that.
Absolutely. But in addition to the challenges that you mentioned, I mean, it's also a one of a kind opportunity for audiences coming. Like, explain sort of how what our listeners should do when they show up. It's like a festival summer outdoor atmosphere. Like, are they allowed to like bring food? Is there picnic blankets? Like, what do they need to know in terms of like when they go set up shop there for this outdoor show?
All of that, everything you just said. I mean,
yeah.
That.
I can't use the soundbite. So yeah, okay. Feel free to repeat any of that and add.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah, no, it is this. Families are welcome. Kids are welcome. I will say, you know, it is a tragedy. We do have fights that happen on stage. You can always reach out to our box office to see how appropriate it would be for your kids. But it is a picnic atmosphere. It is a fun celebratory atmosphere. Bring your picnic blankets. If you want to bring food, you can do that. We also have a food truck out there that's available for our audience. There's an intermission. They have a table set up for kids if they want to do, you know, coloring or crafts or things like that. There's a little puppet show that's put on to help entertain the kids too. And also because it is such a big space, there's lots of open grass area. If your kids get wiggly or if you get wiggly and you need to kind of take a break, walk away, you can do that and then come back. And I think that's also the part of working outdoor theater is you don't always have the benefit of people coming into a theater space and kind of like sitting and the lights going down and everything. It's much more of a active groundlings kind of, you know, atmosphere. Right. So yeah, we encourage people to embrace that fun summer attitude and come and see us. Even with this tragedy, there's fun stuff happening. And that's the beauty of Shakespeare, is that there's even comedy in these tragic pieces. And we try to embrace that as much as we can and have fun with it as much as we can.
Definitely. And of course, so we, you know, without further ado, we've talked a ton about, you know, the theater company itself and the great outdoor space and all of that as sort of like a theater going event. But, you know, let's dive into the play itself before we run. You know, give us, we all know what it's about, but just so I have a soundbite for the radio, you know, Miss Lady Macbeth, tell us about the tale of Macbeth. What's the basic setup and premise of who Macbeth is and Lady Macbeth and Duncan and the rest?
Oh, sure, sure. So Macbeth is about a warrior lord, essentially. You know, he is someone with status and power. He is a soldier. He is a military man. The play begins with them just coming out of a battle and winning that battle. And on his way home, Macbeth encounters some witches that give him a prophecy that he will be king. And well, he and his wife, Lady Macbeth, they decide to speed up prophecy a little bit, you know, and take that becoming king into their own hands. And the good old King Duncan has to pay the price for that. But, you know, what I find interesting about the play is that even though Macbeth receives this prophecy, he still has a moral dilemma. You'll hear him talk a lot about, should he do it, should he not? This kind of betrayal of someone who has been not just kind, but has given him lots of accolades and honors and everything. But obviously they end up doing that. And then the rest of the play is them experiencing the guilt and shame and grief even for what they've done. And I think it's kind of a story about, well, once you are, you know, what is that, in for a penny, in for a pound, Macbeth, to secure his kinghood, his power, his majesty, he just kind of keeps going down that path of murder and mayhem. And it doesn't stop until we have a whole new war towards the end of the play. And he has to kind of face a reckoning for that.
Yes, Macduff comes a knocking.
That's right. No man of woman born. Ha ha.
Exactly. And you are out damn spot. So yeah, you get every actor in this gets some iconic lines.
Yeah.
Tell me about dish on the rest of your co-stars. You know, who plays Macbeth and Duncan and Macduff and all these great roles.
Sure. So our Macbeth, his name is DJ Horn. For folks that have been to our CSC stage before, they see him as Falstaff. He was actually Polonius in our production of Hamlet that closed a couple weeks ago.
And what makes him so great? Yeah. As you list some of these names. Give a little compliment too.
First of all, DJ had just had like immense amounts of swag. Like he just has a presence. Just a stateliness, a beautiful voice. He just has a majestic presence, first of all. And, you know, some actors your eyes are just drawn to on stage, and he is one of them. And he's one of the kindest, warmest folks I've ever met, too. So he even, you know, brings this humanity to Macbeth. So I think part of our challenge as actors is to not always... like we can't think of villains as villains. And I think he is bringing a kind of humanness to Macbeth that'll help the audience maybe like him a little bit more, even though they know what he's going to do. Our Duncan is a longtime CSC favorite and regular, Greg Burgess. If folks have seen our Christmas Carol, he plays Scrooge and has played Scrooge for many, many, many years. I mean, he's such a sweet guy. And again, just this loving, warm presence who it almost makes me want to change my mind to get rid of Duncan, almost. But, you know, Shakespeare writes it a different way. the rest of our cast is rounded out by our younger kind of BCAE members that have a lot are kind of recent graduates of their college and training programs. They've been in our Romeo and Juliet, a lot of them. So let's see, our Macduff, his name is Lloyd. He is a UMBC graduate fellow retriever. But Lloyd has... it's funny, for as young as he is, he just has this old soul maturity about him. And I've worked with him before, and he can just access beautiful depths of emotion and passion, which for Macduff, you know, yes, he's a warrior as well. And they have a fight, he and Macbeth. But Macduff receives some really insanely tragic news during the play. And Lloyd just... receives that information and just plays it beautifully when that happens. Lauren Jackson is playing our Lady Macduff and our Banquo. She is doubling in those roles. Lady Macduff is fiery and passionate, and Banquo is a very thinking, you know, Banquo sees what's happening even before things start to happen, which I think is a really beautiful contrast in those characters for her. She was a former company member at Single Carrot. She also did some work with Fools and Madmen, which is a theater company that takes the works of Shakespeare and kind of adds like hip hop and infuses music in that way to kind of bring it to life. It's a really, really cool group, and what they do is really awesome. Our witches are... one of our witches is a dancer. Another one of our witches is actually she's an actor combatant. So she has great movement, even when it comes to fighting. That's Carrie and Jordan. Mecca is another one of our witches who actually, she's a poet. She does a lot of performing and slam and stuff like that in the area. So yeah, a lot of different talents are being brought to this piece. And I'm really excited for how that kind of manifests itself and comes to fruition in performance.
Awesome. Sounds like an all-star lineup. Before we run, I have to know, did you see the Denzel Washington, Francis McDormand version, the Joel Cohen? That blew me away.
No, I haven't seen it. You know, part of it is there's so many streaming services out there, and that's the one like I don't have access to.
It's Apple. It's Apple, I think.
Yeah, it's Apple. And I hadn't seen it, but you know, before we did the show in the fall, I've seen the, what version is that from way, way back? The Polanski, I think Roman Polanski, I remember seeing years ago, he did a version. And I've also watched recently, there was a Michael Fassbender, Marion Cotillard version that I watched, which took a lot of artistic license and liberties with the story, but there are some really cool things happening with that too. I you know, great bar, what is it? Good artists borrow, great artists steal. So, you know, I try to look where I can for inspiration, because there's so many Lady Macbeths before me, and I try to bring my own flair and flavor to it. But sometimes watching how other people have approached it or the way they turn this phrase or use this language can be inspirational for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you joining us. I think I see it says iPhone is trying to join the call, so maybe
Oh, that might be
I was
Lauren.
about ready to wrap, but maybe we'll get one quote from Lauren. Hang on a
Yeah.
sec.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, okay,
Hey, there
great.
she is.
Great. And Lauren Davis, you're directing this new arrival to the call. Why don't you just, since you're directing, why don't you tell us sort of like visually how it's staged within the space? I mean, we were already talking about, you know, how it's outdoors at the ruins there. But tell me, you know, is there actual sets that are on that are there in front of all that stuff, or are you just using the space as the set?
So yes, there is an actual set there, and it has several levels. I mean, it's really beautiful the way it's designed. It allows us to see Macbeth's fall from grace. He starts out with some of the staging. We have Duncan at some point in at some point in time on the highest level, and we see Macbeth after he commits this terrible murder, kind of fall, not fall down, but kind of descend these all of these stairs, and he lands at the bottom with his wife. He's shocked and he's dazed. The set really allows us to kind of play with levels in that way.
I like it. So it sounds like the physical space becomes sort of symbolic of whether he's metaphorically high or falling down and all kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
Great. That's really cool. And I see here it says that the production will include live choir like vocalization. What do we mean by that?
So, the actors are going to be underscoring their own scenes in a way. So we've picked songs that have to do with dreaming, and we've turned those songs into a cappella choir sounds. So we'll be hearing that in the beginning in intermission and sprinkled a little bit throughout the play.
Wow. So it's the actual Shakespeare text, you know, all the famous lines and everything. It's all the text, the dialogue and everything's the same, but underneath and in between there are you've selected other songs you're saying that are about dreams?
Yes.
Okay. What
And
songs
it's,
are we talking about? Like newer songs?
oh no, see, I am a fan of some of the older songs, like Sweet Dreams by Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics.
Of course.
Dream a Little Dream, which is one of my favorites, Mr. Sandman, things of that nature.
I
We're
love
playing
it.
that in the play.
Classics. Yeah, when I said newer, Eurythmics still seems new in my brain, but now when I stop and do the math, that's like 30 years. So yeah. We're all getting old. Hey, well, I think that's good. I mean, I can combine that with everything else that we were already talking about with Dawn, and we'll have plenty for the radio pieces. So I guess before we run, I mean, just you know, Dawn, hop back in here. Pretend I'm not even here, and just like you're speaking directly to the listeners. You know, hey, DC, Maryland. You know, come on out. You're gonna have a good time. It's, you know, a one of a kind thing outdoors. Whatever you want to say, but yeah, just invite them directly, like you're talking to them on the radio.
Hey, DMV, please come out and support us. We are putting our blood, sweat, and tears into this show. It's going to be laughs. It's going to be witchiness. It's going to be murder and mayhem, but fun, most of all, even in this tragedy. So please come on out.
Yes, murder and mayhem can be so fun. And
Absolutely.
Lauren Davis, director, did you want to do something similar? Just get, and I, and that way I'll have options. And I don't know if I'll use both, but why not? Just speak directly to the listeners, invite them out.
Hey, DMV, please come on out to our production of Macbeth. We at the Black Classical Actors Ensemble would love to have you. I promise it'll be a lot of fun. You'll laugh, you'll cry. It's going to be a blast.
Awesome. Again, it runs from June 16th through July 23rd. It'll be at the historic ruins at the Patapsco Female Institute in, where is it? Ellicott City. Chesapeake Shakespeare Company's Black Classical Acting Ensemble will be doing Macbeth. It's going to be awesome. So, hey, thanks so much for joining us, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure to talk with you.